This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The long-expected upturn in U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
An Associated Press analysis of data from Johns Hopkins University finds the seven-day rolling average for daily reported COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. has increased from 578 2 weeks ago to 664 as of Friday. 27 states saw increases, but California, Texas, Florida, Arizona, Illinois, New Jersey, and South Carolina have seen the most. Still, the daily totals remain well below the heights hit in April, when New York alone was reporting close to 800 deaths. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom reopened Saturday with new precautions as coronavirus cases in Florida continue to surge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Guests were welcomed to the most magical place on Earth by greeters wielding digital thermometers, checking temperatures of everyone entering, making sure they had face masks, reminding people to social distance. Disney says there are fewer reservations to keep crowds down and more disinfecting. But some are asking, with a jump in coronavirus cases in Florida in recent weeks, is now the right time to reopen? Universal Orlando and SeaWorld Orlando reopened several weeks ago. Epcot and Hollywood Studios will reopen later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
Citizens of Seoul on Saturday paid their respects to the South Korean capital's late mayor, Park Won-soon, at a public memorial set up in his honor. The 64-year-old was found dead on a wooded hill early Friday, about 7 hours after his daughter reported to police he had left her a will-like verbal message and left their home. This is VOA News.